All right, is everybody ready? At this time, I'd like to call the meeting to order. I'd also like to ask as courtesy all that you ensure that you turned off your cell phones and pagers. Each director has received notice of this committee meeting. The public meeting notice was properly posted as required by law. All directors indicated they would be present for this meeting. And at this time, we've set aside time to hear from you, the general public. Those of you that are interested in providing comments here should fill out one of the cards provided at the table outside the door to the boardroom with your name and contact information on it. We encourage you to speak your mind and tell us your thoughts. Be mindful, however, that while you can say anything you wish, the committee cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. This is not our requirement as state law. The committee is limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meeting Act. The Open Meetings Act authorizes a government body to give members of the public an opportunity to speak at a public meeting and provide comments. However, the committee may not deliberate or act on any matters which have not been specifically posted on the agenda. In an effort to provide anyone an opportunity to speak, we just request that you be mindful and limit yourself to approximately 3 minutes. At this time, I have two cards. The first person is Sean Gibson.
Good morning. I wanted to thank you for your attention to the Yankton Marina request from the May meeting. And thanks for the opportunity to address you this morning. I'll try to keep my comments as brief as possible. As you can imagine, the last meeting was a little frustrating for us with the reversal of your first decision about the marina. Unfortunately, the board was given some incorrect and misleading information that I feel certain affected your decision. In some cases, the information you were given was false. In other cases, it was incomplete or misleading. In some cases, they simply didn't answer questions that you asked. Since the meeting rules did not allow me to correct these inaccuracies during the last meeting, this is my first opportunity to bring these matters to your attention. A full packet of information will be given to Judy Pierce to forward to all the board members. I've got a few extra copies with me today. If any of the board members would like one, I'd be glad to provide it. For now, I'm just going to hit the highlights. I'm not going to hit all the inaccuracies, just the ones that I think are the most important. First, Kent Rendy stated several times at the last meeting that the Games Bend Marina proposal was submitted after the moratorium. This is completely false. In its present form, the complete proposal was submitted in November 2003. The Hesters had met with Mike Hiltzis in September earlier to make sure we knew exactly what needed to be provided, and we turned all that in almost a year prior to the moratorium. This included engineering plans developed by Atlantic NECO. In your packet, you'll find a copy of the proposal that was submitted in November of 2003. Also included is a letter from Mike Hiltzis from March of 2004 indicating that the proposal was in the process of being considered. That certainly ought to clear up the issue. You can also take a look at the BRA meeting minutes from October 2004. There was an in-depth discussion about exempting the Games Bend Marina from the moratorium since it had been received months earlier. Second, on several occasions, comments were made that were that there were multiple requests for marinas that that had been turned in, not just at the last meeting, but over the last several. Also, in the discussions after the revote in the last meeting, I got the impression that some board members were concerned that more and more marina proposals would turn up that had been in the works for years. Well, I can answer this for you. There are no other large marina requests that were received prior to the moratorium in October 2004. Just after the moratorium was passed, we filed a Freedom of Information request with the BRA. We asked for any information relating to new marinas. The only one that turned up was a small tinselet marina that was requested by the Willingham Ranch, and it wasn't a complete proposal. So we didn't show any others in this search. Third, in the May 8, 2006 PK Lake Subcommittee meeting, multiple directors asked how many boats the lake could hold at one time. Mr. Teetree was hesitant to answer this, but eventually responded 9 acres per boat was the number. The director then asked, how many acres do we have? Do the math for me. This question was never answered. Well, I'll do the math for you. According to the BRA website, PK is 17,700 acres. At 9 acres per boat, that's 1,966 boats. The boatload study, even including the July 3rd data, shows a total average boatload of 372.5. Obviously, there is a huge difference between 1,966 and 372 boats, the difference between 9 acres per boat and 47 acres per boat. I don't think under any standards that 47 acres per boat would be considered crowded. Fourth, there was discussion by the board at the last meeting asking basically, what impact will the 3,000 potential new home sites have on the lake? That was from all the developments that were mentioned at the last meeting. Well, according to the boat capacity study, PK currently has 4,000 wet slips, including marinas and docks. If you assume that all the boats on the water came from wet slips, none came from public ramps, which is not true, but just for this assumption, we'll assume that. That means that 9.3% of those wet slips were in use at any given time during the summer. So that even if all 3,000 potential new lots on PK are actually developed, you can assume that no more than 279 additional boats would come from these potential new lots. That's 3,000 new lots times 9.3%. I think that's way overestimating as well. This many additional boats would only raise the count to 651. This won't even come close to the maximum safe boating number of 1,966. Also, keep in mind that many of these potential new homes are on the less crowded north end of the lake. In conclusion, based on this information and more that you'll find in your packet, we request that you reconsider our proposal and the James Bay be allowed to have our marina as submitted in November 2003. Please keep in mind that our marina request was turned in long before the study was requested and then turned down for reasons that did not exist when our original application was made. I'll be happy to provide any supporting documentation that the board requires. Thank you for your time this morning. If anybody would like one of those packets, just let us know. We have several of them here.
Thank you, Sean. The next person is Brady Lowry.
Thank you for your time again this morning. I know I spoke with you back in May. I'm Brady Lowry with Syntex Destination Properties. We submitted a proposal in the last month for the shoreline development of the Willingham Ranch in the first phase. We appreciate the staff's willingness to work with us, their intent on doing the best thing for Possum Kingdom Lake. And before you, you've seen a packet that I believe was handed out this morning that kind of outlines a brief overview of what we're proposing to do with the shoreline. We know that we took the Staubach plan, the boat loading study, and made our plan adhere exactly, essentially, with the resolutions that were adopted in May. We feel that we've done something that is good for the community, good for the lake, good for future development, and have that in front of you. What I'd like to remind this morning is the timetables that I discussed in May have not changed for us. We are seeking to agree on some business terms to what this lease might look like by August so that we have some finality and some assurance that this proposal will work for the development. So please, we're here if you have any questions, but I think the proposal in front of you or the outline there does a good job of explaining what the proposal is all about. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, I have no other cards. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak? No one else wishes to speak. Okay.